Okay. John, 1-1 draw. It was a bit frustrating to watch. Was it frustrating for you to manage?
A little bit, obviously, because we've been poor defensively recently, and we've been conceding too many goals, and we try to emphasise the need to be secure, and that probably stops us being as gung-ho as we are occasionally, you know, so we've been a bit cautious, and I think that contributed to the start of the game being a bit slow. And I thought they started a little bit quicker than us, but not a lot, and then we got on top. We missed the penalty, which was, you know, again, disappointing, but it happens. You know, but I think from that point on, we were always the more likely to score a goal. They were getting sporadic breaks here and there, but no real intensity to their sort of possession. So, in terms of work rate, getting reorganising once we were attacking into a defensive shape, we went to a slightly different format tonight, which I thought worked quite well.
Three at the back.
Yeah. Thanks for telling everybody, Mike.
I think we saw.
But we'll probably revert back to four very soon. But it worked out okay, and we'll obviously that's something that we can use going forward, dependent on the opposition and dependent on who's available, of course.
I mean, you had that good win against Staley Bridge over Christmas, and then your form sort of dipped since then. Put your finger on why that's happened.
I don't know if it's so much the form, because we've actually played quite well. You know, we've moved the ball around really well at times. We were excellent at Tamworth. We conceded a penalty and then two corners. From the outside of that, they've had very, very few chances. The keeper's not had a lot to do at all. We've had loads of possession. We got back in at 2-1 and we let a soft one in. So it's been more about real determination to keep the ball out of our net. In terms of playing, passing the ball, we've been good, but it's there for everybody to see. We are missing a goal scorer since we lost Adam Morgan. He was the man that dropped in and did it, and also no coincidence that we won most of the games that month.
Yeah.
And it takes the pressure off the back four. We bang on about the back four, you know, and about keeping clean sheets. It is important, but one way of keeping clean sheets is to take the wind out of the opposition's sails, and that's scoring goals. So it's a two-fold thing, even though, you know, it's at the other end of the pitch. That can help defensively because it does take the legs of the opposition away a little bit. So, yeah, we've actually played all right. We played okay again on Saturday. You know, but we're conceding too many, and we're making elementary mistakes and bad decision making. We've conceded 3 at Boston, 3 at Tamworth, and 3 on Saturday. You know, and in all of them, we play some really good stuff. You know, it's just finding a way of changing that possession into goals.
Well, you made a few changes tonight, and you brought Danny Shaw back from Ashton United. Is that an attempt to sort of shake things up, new perspective?
Yeah, well, I think we had to. I think we had to be seen to be doing something, because you can't keep, you know, I'm pretty loyal. I tend to stick with lads. If they have a bad game, it doesn't mean you went out of the side. You know, I base my decision-making on my assessment of somebody's capabilities, their ability generally. And somebody having a bad game doesn't make him a bad player. So, and I tend to sort of show a bit of loyalty in that respect, and you get a little bit back that way sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. But today, you know, because it was, today we had to do something in terms of taking into consideration or the number of goals that we've been conceding. We had to do something, even if it meant we might have conceded 3 again tonight, but we had to be seen to be doing something. That's why we changed the format a bit, changed the personnel, played Connor Hampson in midfield as opposed to a left back, where he used to play as a young lad when he had him at Mosley. And I thought he was excellent in there, I thought he was very good. So, you know, we didn't get as many shots on goal as I would have liked, you know, but you don't have to get lots to win a game if you're secure at the back. And I thought defensively we looked much better tonight.
So you saw some progress, mate?
Yeah, I think so. It's listen, how long does progress last? you know, it's till next Saturday, I guess, and then it's filed. So if you come and see me after
it's
that
nice,
one,
easy game. Nice, easy
and then
game.
Darlington. So, you know, it's we're normally not bad against the teams that will come and play and try and play a little bit. And we sort of do all right. It's some of the teams that sort of down at the bottom that we struggle against. But, you know, it's football, isn't it? You've got to put the effort in. You've got to run both ways. And, you know, I think one of our problems has been we've been running. We've been getting them to pass the ball quickly and get width and deliver crosses. And I think everybody's getting forward very quickly and supporting and not running back the other way quite as vigorously. I think that's the key area for me.
Any prospect of any new faces at all?
We're actively looking at strikers. But there aren't many about that are available.
Strange that
everybody on contracts. You know, lads that you think are sort of like got the qualifications as such. They tend to be on contract.
Yeah.
Or if they're not on a contract, they're on a lot of money, so it's very hard to shift them. So I've looked, and we're looking and looking and looking and looking, and we're talking, and we don't talk to many because they're already in contracts, there's no point. But we're inquiring. You know, we're talking to pro clubs. We've talked to numerous pro clubs recently about taking somebody in, and been unfortunate they've gone elsewhere. But that's, I don't think we need a lot. I think as Adam Morgan demonstrated, if we can get a goal scorer in the team, then we're a different proposition.
Alex Brown took a knock and you substituted him quite swiftly after that. How's he?
Well, it's a groin. He's got a bit of a back issue that he's had for some time, and he keeps feeling. I think it's affecting his general his gait. And he's just pulled his, he just tweaked his groin a little bit, you know, and I think it's a repercussion of something off his back because of the way he's been carrying it a little bit. And so he's come off before he's done, he's had the sense to come off before he's had any real damage. So he'd probably not train Thursday. I can't see that he'd probably be available on Saturday. I think that'll be a risk.
Yeah.
But you can never tell with Alex. He sometimes heals pretty quickly, but we'll see. But it's tough game Saturday.
And certainly, Hakan Burton on the bench rather than in goal. Is that because of the surgery he's had recently?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's his surgery's done and dusted now, and he's recovered now. He had an operation on his eye. But Cameron Mason's done well, and I've stuck with him. Hakan's been on the bench for the last two games. You know, so I've just done what I think's only right. And then if somebody goes in there and then they do well, I know Cameron made a mistake on Saturday. It cost us a penalty, but not all he's doing. Somebody else was involved in it. And young lads like that are going to make some errors, make some bad decisions, and you pay for them sometimes. But it's part of the learning curve, isn't it?
Thank you.